The link between the patient and doctor pathways generally begin in the community, at the request of a community health worker, or on his or her own initiative. A patient who has an illness or condition visits a facility. This solid line represents the patient's pathway. The blue box shows a few of the tasks that the CHWs do while in the local communities, such as conducting surveillance, screening for conditions and diseases, referring sick patients to clinics, conducting health promotion and education, and monitoring minor ailments. CHWs also collect data during their visits, as seen in the green box, including household demographics, data on the burden of chronic disease, and how many people they referred to clinics. In fact, each one of the tasks the CHW does while visiting a household will be reflected as a data element in their collection. They report these data in their role as a member of the WOBOT. The data from the community health worker working within the ward-based primary healthcare outreach team, as well as the data from his or her colleagues on the team, are passed along to the facility by the outreach team leader, who also collects the number and types of referrals from the service providers. And in this graphic, the data pathway is represented by a dashed line. The latest national policy documents refer to an additional health worker included in the WOBOT, namely the home-based carer. This important health cadre is not yet working as part of the established teams. For this reason, the content of this course focuses only on the work of the community health worker. The graphics, in turn, don't detail the tasks and relevant data related to the home-based carer.